I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Allie Burlow. And this week, Allie sits down with students from the Chilmark School for a locally prepared school lunch.
Well, the only seafood I've tried is smoked salmon, and it tasted all right. That was like 3 years ago, and I never had it since, so it was probably just like a lucky bite.
That's Claus.
Claus, as in Santa Claus.
Claus is a third grader at the Chilmark School, and he was one of my lunch buddies. We sat together in the school's makeshift cafeteria. It's in the community center, next to the school. Fresh fish was on the menu. It was pollock, and Claus wasn't that sure about it.
Well, I'm not much of a seafood person.
School lunch that day was a bit of an anomaly, and more like a school lunch re-envisioned. All 50 students, from the kindergartners to the fifth graders, teachers, staff, and lots of parents, came together to cook and eat a locally sourced seasonal meal. There was plenty of time to eat, as opposed to the national average of 15 minutes. Food was served family style, conversation was encouraged, and it was a no-pressure, no-shame meal for the kids. If they didn't want to try something, they didn't have to. This idealized school lunch began as a potential solution for an ailing lunch program that was compounded by the fact that the Chilmark School doesn't even have its own kitchen. Here's Principal Stevens.
We didn't have hot lunches here. We had lunch brought in from the high school. And we really only had it on Wednesdays when it was pizza day. And so we wanted to come up with a way to have food for the kids that was cooked locally.
So the school worked with the nonprofit Island Grown Schools, which is the farm-to-school program on Martha's Vineyard. Nolie Taylor was the coordinator of the program at the time, and now she's a parent at the school.
Well, Island Grown Schools started this event when the Chilmark School lunch program was not very successful. There wasn't a lot of participation in the meals program. Students weren't very excited about it. Families weren't very excited about it. So we tried to imagine what an ideal school lunch scenario might be, and we came up with these community lunches where everyone sits together on a beautifully laid table, the students and their parents and community members, and we eat a meal that's locally sourced with lots of local seasonal ingredients that we try and keep to the cost of a school lunch.
That cost is $2.75 for the food, though the labor is free and made up of parent volunteers who do most of the work. Although part of the deal is that every student gets experience in the kitchen to make this lunch. Here's fifth grader Kastudis.
Like, two people from each classroom at the school comes and helps cook in here. I made the black bean stuff and the celery and carrots stuff.
Here's Nolie Taylor again.
And the farmers in the community have been really supportive, and we always bring farmers or food producers to the meal, which helps, again, build that connection between kids and the food that they eat.
But the parents in the school quickly discovered that this was unrealistic to pull off 5 times a week for the school year. It was just too much work. Still, everyone enjoyed it, and they didn't want to give up on the idea, so they decided instead to do 4 seasonal local lunches a year. Here's Lena, a fifth grader, reading the day's menu.
First course, bean dip with crouton and tortilla chips. Second course, Timble Farm salad with green morning glory pea shoots and martated beans. Third course, creamy polenta and fisherman's stew with, I'm not sure what that word is, pollock from Red's Best. And dessert, chocolate bark with assorted toppings.
The meal was actually delicious and a lot of fun, and everybody felt really good about knowing where the food came from. But more importantly, let's hear the reviews from around the lunch table. Starting off, Emmett from the second grade.
My favorite part is the chips and beans.
Kastudis again, from the fifth grade. He was one of the cooks.
It's okay, I guess. I don't know. I only had like a carrot.
And Lena, here she is again.
I'm eating creamy polenta and fisherman's stew with pollock.
Have you ever had that before?
No, but it's really good.
And my lunch buddy, Claus, he remained more philosophical.
Well, you can't expect every bite to be lucky, so.
Maybe just a couple more lucky bites will help. If you really want to change things, you got to keep trying and tasting. Because who knows, in time, inspired lunches like these that are fresh and seasonal, local and cooked from scratch, they could become the norm. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
We've got photos and recipes for the fisherman's stew and the chocolate bark. Go to our website at capeandislands.org. If you'd like some more information about how to start your own community lunches, there's contact information there, too. This local food report was edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.